from the sixth hour, now that's midday, it's noon, until the ninth hour, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. Now folks, this was not an eclipse. No eclipse lasts for 3 hours. God turned off the light.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, as you point out here, this darkness was not an eclipse. This was God's doing. So what was happening here?
Well, on the cross, Jesus Christ was bearing our sins, and that meant he was bearing the punishment of our sins. The punishment that was due to us was upon him, and he was completely alone in this, in that he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Steve, to me, this is the most astonishing thing of all in the experience and the suffering of Jesus. It wasn't just that the disciples abandoned him, and it was certainly more than that his hands and his feet were nailed, awful as that was. Here's the eternal Son of God who has always savored the Father's love. And in the depth of his own suffering, here he is unable to apprehend the love of the Father. And that was because he was the sin bearer. And the mystery of what's going on there is so deep, so intense, that it's shrouded in darkness. God turned out the light. And in the darkness, Christ became the sacrifice for our sins and for the sins of all who will look to him. And there's at the very heart of what we call the atoning work of Jesus Christ. And then, of course, he rose from the dead.
Sure.
Today's at the right hand of the Father. That's why he's the one who's able to forgive, because of what he accomplished on the cross. We're going to look into the depth of that mystery that God shrouded in darkness. It's a marvelous thing for us to contemplate today.
And we're going to do that from Matthew chapter 27. So if you can, I hope you'll join us there as we begin the message, The Day God Turned His Face Away. Here's Pastor Colin.
Well, now we're continuing our series entitled The Full Extent of Christ's Love. And as you know, our aim is both to see and to feel the love of Christ through a sustained meditation on the cross. Now, let me try to describe the scene for you. Mark tells us that it was the third hour that Jesus was crucified. The third hour would have been 9 o'clock in the morning. They measured the day from the 6 o'clock hour. They nailed Jesus to the cross 9 o'clock in the morning. They lifted the cross up, and there at 9 o'clock in the morning, as we saw a few weeks ago, as he's lifted up, he says, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. The morning wore on, jeering from the crowds, insults from two robbers who were either side of him, and then 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11:30. Morning slips by, and sometime during the 3 hours before noon, one of these thieves begins to fear God, and he says to Jesus, now remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus says, as we saw, today you will be with me in paradise. Then at noon, after Christ had already been hanging on the cross for 3 hours, enduring this agony and insult from the hands and from the mouths of men, something new happened. And Jesus Christ entered into the very heart of his passion. Look at verse 45. From the sixth hour, now that's midday, it's noon, until the ninth hour, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. Now, folks, this was not an eclipse. No eclipse lasts for 3 hours. God turned off the light. And it's been well said that when Jesus Christ was born, there was light at midnight. And when Christ was crucified, there was darkness at noon. 3 hours into his awful suffering on the cross, the light goes out right in the middle of the day. And this sudden darkness tells us that something entirely new was happening. You see, up to this point, it's all been about the physical pain, the scourging, the nailing, and then the insults and all of that. It's all been suffering at the hands of men. But now God shuts out the light and something entirely new begins. And Jesus Christ enters into the heart of his passion, the heart of his atoning work as our sin bearer. Now, the darkness that lasted for 3 hours in the middle of the day tells us that what took place at the very heart of the passion here, what took place at this time, is ultimately beyond our understanding. But there are some things that we do know for sure because God has told them to us and made them very clear. And I want you to see three things that we know for sure were happening during these 3 hours in which Jesus reaches the very center, the very heart of his passion and of his suffering. The first thing we know is this, that Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross. I'm thinking of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, just giving you where this is plainly stated in the Bible. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. And what was happening during these 3 hours of darkness? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Or as Isaiah puts it in the Old Testament, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In these hours of darkness, on the cross, here is something new that is happening. Christ bears our sins on the cross. Second thing we know for sure, because God has told us, Christ bearing our sins therefore bore the punishment for our sins on the cross. Isaiah puts it this way, the punishment that brought us peace, notice that word, was on him. Paul says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 25 that God presented him as the propitiation, that is, one on whom wrath is poured out so that it may be diverted away from us, the propitiation for our sins. John says the same thing in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. So, as Christ bears the guilt of our sins on the cross, so he endures the punishment for our sins on the cross. If I substitute a synonym for that phrase, he endures the punishment for our sins on the cross, what that means, friends, is he endured hell on the cross, because that is the punishment for sin. All that hell is, he experienced right there during these 3 hours of darkness in which he bore our sin and which he endured our punishment. Third thing we know for sure, because God has told us, Christ was completely and utterly alone in this suffering. We know from the story that the disciples had forsaken him, but now he enters into a far deeper level of his own isolation and aloneness. He is forsaken by God. As Luther said, God forsaken by God, who can understand this? Earth has rejected him. Heaven has given him up. And now at the very heart of his passion, he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, this abandoning of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he bears our sins and as he endures our punishment, means two things. First, it means that all the comforts of the Father's love were beyond the Savior's reach. All the comforts of the Father's love were beyond the Savior's reach. I did not say that the Father ceased to love him. The Father could never cease to love him. Jesus said, the reason that my Father loves me is that I lay down my life. So if the Father loves him because he lays down his life, the Father cannot cease to love him as he lays down his life. No, the Father did not stop loving the Son during these 3 hours of darkness. But Christ is separated from this love. He is outside of it. It is beyond his reach. The love that he has enjoyed with the Father in the union between the Father and the Son for all eternity. And it's beyond him. It's beyond him.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called The Day God Turned His Face Away. If you joined us late or you want to go back and listen to this broadcast again, you can do that at our website, openthebible.org. Well, you're able to tune in and listen to Pastor Colin's teaching each day because of the generosity of listeners just like you. Open the Bible truly is listener-supported, so thank you for giving and supporting our ministry. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you a copy of Pastor Colin's newest book. It's called 6 Hours That Changed the World. And Colin, why did you write this book?
Well, you know, it's amazing how often 6 hours can come and go. They just fly by without anything of real consequence actually happening. But one Friday, about 2,000 years ago, there were 6 hours that really did change the world. Jesus hung on the cross for 6 hours, and through what he accomplished on the cross, the lives of millions and the eternities of millions of people have been changed forever. And the cross, of course, is at the very heart of the Christian faith. And I wrote this book so that you can see what it was that Jesus accomplished on the cross and how everything is different because of it for all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we want to send you a copy of this book. 6 Hours That Changed the World is our way of saying thanks for your support. Find out more, give online at openthebible.org. That's openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here is Pastor Colin.
Not only were the comforts of the Father's love beyond the Savior's reach, but the terrors of the Father's judgment were poured out on the Savior. And here we come to the very heart of what he did at the cross. To be our sin bearer, to bear your sins, meant that he received in himself the hell that our sins bring. Klaus Skilder, who writes with such perception about this, says, God was directly sending the torments of hell against the Christ. Sending the torments of hell against the Christ. So here, folks, we are entering into the very deepest mystery of what happened in this darkness. How in all the world could the Father, who loves the Son, plunge the Son who he loves into these torments? I was speaking just last Sunday with a grandmother in the congregation who asked me to pray for her grandson, little boy who is undergoing some extensive medical treatment for a very severe condition. And she described the procedure. It was not at all easy. And she described the great pain that is involved in going through this for this little boy. And this grandmother says, you know, my son has to hold him down while this is happening to him, while the doctors are doing what they have to do. And she says, my son says to me, when I have to hold him down and when he screams, I can't even look. And she said to me, do you know, I think that's what it was like for the Father at the cross. The Father who at the same time is plunging the Son into this and yet loves the Son, turns his face away. He cannot bear to look. So try to take in what is happening here because it goes to the very center of your faith. Christ becomes your sin bearer. And for this reason, on the cross, in the darkness, he is plunged into all the torments of hell. And the Father, who loves the Son, turns his face away. And all the comforts of the Father's love are now beyond the Savior's reach, not because the Father does not love him, but it's beyond him. And out of the depths of all this agony, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, friends, I want to suggest to you today that these words of Jesus at the very center of our faith open 4 windows into what was happening in these hours of darkness. And my prayer for today is that as you look through these windows, you will be changed by what you see. Let me describe them to you in this way as simply as I can. Window number one. See what sin is and learn to hate it. See what sin is. That's my prayer for us today, that you will see what sin is through this window, through the cross, and that you will learn to hate it. Changing, letting go of sin, becoming more like the Lord Jesus Christ, not easy for us as Christians. And here's why, because there is something within sin that attracts us. What tempted you before will tempt you again. Repentance is hard because part of us enjoys our sin. So that sometimes even when we confess our sin, there's a little bit of us that would like to go back to it again. So how can you get to the place where you learn to hate your sin so much that you will not keep going back to it again and again and again and again and again? How can you get to the place where you will really change? That's the question. And understand this, the law will never get you there. The law can tell you what sin is, but the law will never make you hate it. In fact, frankly, the law can sometimes even provoke you to sin and make you worse. Have you noticed this? You go to a restaurant, I hope I'm not the only person who's like this, but the waiter comes and he says, "Now don't touch the plate because it's hot." What's the first thing you want to do? And touch the plate, you see? Why? What is it about you and me that would make us be like that? Everyone who has children knows about this. You give a child a rule and he or she sees it as an invitation. Paul says in Romans chapter 7 and verse 9, when the commandment came, sin sprang to life. See? Sin was laying dormant, but as soon as God said, "Don't do this," oh, sin said, "That's exactly what I'm going to do." Sprang to life. Morality can tell you what sin is, but it cannot teach you to hate it. That's why people who are committed to moralism are always stuck in saying, "How can I find a greater will pushing one way than a will that's pushing the other way?" You're just conflicted all the time. You're stuck. Now, the great practical question of the Christian life is this: how can I learn to really loathe sin, especially the sin that I fall into, so that I really leave it and turn from it? Listen to these words from Richard Sibbes. "If you would indeed see the most ugly colors of sin, see it in Christ upon the cross. See how bitter a thing it was, forcing him to send forth strong cries to the Father, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?'" You think about that indulgent greed in your life. You think about that cherished pride, that settled envy, that secret lust, that subtle lie, that grumbling, that fault finding, that deception. You look at what it cost. You look at what that did. You see the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and the agony that he goes through for this. Learn to hate that sin at the cross. I say to you today, as you look at how Jesus Christ was forsaken on account of your sin, what sin can you not forsake on account of him? This is why we need to live at the cross, folks. Because it is only here that we will really learn to hate the sin that so entices us. See what sin is and learn to hate it at the cross. Here's the second window. I want us today to see what hell is and to learn to flee it. See what sin is and learn to hate it, and see what hell is and learn to flee it. And folks, here is what we are learning today. When Jesus Christ bore our sins, he entered into the judgment that was due for our sins. Christ endured all that hell is on the cross. Now, you know that poets and artists have speculated over the centuries about hell. There is so much about hell that we do not know, and that's why there's so much speculation about it. You know, Dante's Inferno and so forth and so on. But I want to say to you today that the clearest revelation about hell is given to us at the cross. Hell has six dimensions, and Christ experienced all of them on the cross. Let me remind you of them briefly. Number one, he is in conscious suffering. Number two, he is in the blackest darkness. Number three, he is surrounded by demonic powers unleashed. Number four, he is bearing sin. Number five, he is under judgment. And number six, and here's the heart of his cry, he is separated from the love of God. That is hell.
A powerful look today at what hell is and what Jesus experienced at the cross. You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called The Day God Turned His Face Away. It's part of our series, Seven Words from the Cross. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts in the series, or you want to go back and listen again, you can do that when you visit our website. Just come to openthebible.org, and you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen if you have the Open the Bible app. That's a great way to listen on demand whenever it fits your schedule. The app is free. You'll find it at your app store, or again, listen online when you come to openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is listener-supported. We depend on your generosity to keep Pastor Colin's teaching on this station. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you Pastor Colin's brand new book. It is called 6 Hours That Changed the World. And Colin, for the person who reads this book, what are you hoping that they'll get out of it?
Oh, well, I think the first thing is to see at a deeper level just how much God really loves you. I mean, the Bible makes this very, very clear. God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's what this book is about. 6 Hours That Changed the World are the 6 hours that Jesus suffered hanging on the cross, and it explains what he accomplished there for us. And you know, here's the problem. There are many people who believe that Jesus died and rose, but they don't really feel that God loves them. And maybe you can relate to that. You know about the cross, you know that Jesus suffered and that he died, but it's not very obvious to you how this is love. I mean, how is this God really loving me? Well, I want you to see the love of Christ in the cross and to see that this love really is for you. For you to be able to say, no one has ever loved me like this, and no one ever will love me like this. Jesus loves me, and in the cross, I see the full extent of God's love.
Well, Pastor Colin's newest book is called 6 Hours That Changed the World. It is our thank you gift to you as you financially support Open the Bible this month. You can call us at 877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you can find out more or give online. Our website is openthebible.org. That's openthebible.org. Well, thanks for listening today. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. Many people speculate what hell will be like, but the clearest revelation of hell was given to us at the cross, where Jesus experienced every dimension of hell. Find out what that means on the next Open the Bible. This Sunday, Palm Sunday, there's a must-see television event. Don't miss the network television premiere of Heaven How I Got Here, A Night with a Thief on the Cross, starring Stephen Baldwin. In Heaven How I Got Here, you'll have a front row seat at the cross and witness amazing grace through the eyes of the thief. It's based on the book by Colin Smith of Open the Bible. For where and when you can see this Palm Sunday program, visit openthebible.org/heaven. That's openthebible.org/heaven.